You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Jen Brown, founder of The Engaging Educator, that runs public classes and private workshops for non-actors that improve presentation, communication, and social skills through improv-based continuing education. I like the sounds of this, and Jen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yes, and happy to have you with us. So for starters, how does improv help people that have no desire to be on stage?
Sure. So improv is one of those amazing things that people have either great connotations with or terrible connotations. A lot of people hear the word improv and they think of Seinfeld or stand-up, when in reality, all it is listening and responding to your environment and the things happening around you. So in essence, you're kind of taking a crash course in listening skills and speaking skills. A lot of our students are really looking at being better presenters, maybe looking to communicate better at work, to clients, to potential clients, to employees. And what it gives is this heightened reality. So improv is improvisational theater. However, we don't treat it like theater in the sense of we're not looking to make performers. We're looking to add to those life skills. So with The Engaging Educator, our brand of improv, so to speak, really helps people that are just interested in getting better in their work and life situations, namely a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when they're working on communicating their brands and business in a succinct manner to anyone that they're talking. We know, being entrepreneurs, that you have to sell yourself. You have to sell your brand. If you can't do that in a way that people understand it and know how you can help them, you're not going to get customers and be able to continue on. So we're working with people in that sense of having those situations where they can practice, they can test new things, they can learn how to listen better and really pick up those cues from people they're talking to. Kind of a crash course in life skills more than anything else.
Certainly a need for this, and this is outstanding. Now, what are professionals looking for when they take an improv class?
Sure. So I would say the majority of our professionals that take a class, they're really looking to either improve their presentation skills. So talking about speaking at a conference or maybe going to a networking event and presenting their business or working on their elevator pitch or how they connect with large groups, as well as their communication skills. We get a lot of people that come in, professional students that are looking to really focus that idea of that small talk. Small talk is awful sometimes. It's so valuable. It really is awful, though. And some of our students, and I use that term loosely because we have everything from people that are starting a business and just have an idea, all the way to we're working with huge corporations like Viacom and Time Warner Cable, Etsy, Google, and they're really thinking about that interpersonal communication as well, how they effectively communicate with people in the everyday, in their work situation. So they're looking to generally improve that more than anything else. Sometimes they come in looking to work on their risk-taking and initiatives. So they know that they have to take a risk, and they're a little terrified by change. And that idea of being able to take the jump, take the leap, really changes when you practice it in a situation that's safe. So you can practice taking risks in improv-based conversations. You can learn how to work through what you want, and you can really take apart how you are as a communicator, because our facilitators, we issue a lot of reflection to our professionals who are looking to accomplish very specific goals. So they want to accomplish something, we ask what they want to accomplish, and at the end of class, we're thinking about, so what? We just did this, it was fun, how does this help your everyday? So it's reaching those things that they're looking for very seamlessly because we're almost forcing them to become self-aware of what they just went through.
Jen, I'd be curious, do you ever have people that say this isn't for me and take a class anyway or do it because they thought it would be fun?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that are a little terrified when they come in, or a lot terrified. I think they take this class and they're like, oh, I read about it in Forbes, or I read about it in Inc. magazine, that improv helps business and improv is this amazing like cure-all. And they get in and they don't really know what to expect. Or they do it because they might have had a big change in life. They're like, oh, okay, well, this is a buzzword, or I saw this happen, and I think that improv is this thing that I need for my business. And in the end, like, you can come into a class in any way possible because it's about going to the gym for your brain. Like, we all talk about working on our physical fitness and keeping in shape and really focusing that idea of, like, we want our bodies to look good. And a lot of times we forget that we also have to do that for our speaking skills and for communicating skills, because it all needs to be worked consistently. So we do get students that are a little nervous or self-described introverts, or very much like, hey, this is something that my boss made me take, or I'm here because my friend is here, or my boyfriend signed me up, or my girlfriend signed me up. And those people have just as much fun once they admit that and say, well, my expectations are kind of open because they don't really know why I'm here. So we get people like that all the time. And in the end, I think with over 25,000 students in about 5 years, we haven't had people that are like, oh, this is the worst thing I've ever done. They get something out of it because it is all about continuing education.
Loving what you've got set up here. This is phenomenal. Today we're joined by Jen Brown, the founder of The Engaging Educator, that runs public classes and private workshops for non-actors that improve presentation, communication, and social skills through improv-based continuing education here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jen, what's the one thing that every entrepreneur, regardless of experience, can learn from improv?
I think the one thing that every entrepreneur can take away is really that idea of active listening. I find that so many people, our students, people I come in contact with when I'm doing consulting, when our teachers are out consulting, people get very caught up in their agenda. They think, these are the things I have to get accomplished. These are the steps that I have to take. And they don't think about being really present in the moment. And if you're doing that, if you're constantly pushing your agenda and not listening in the here and now, you're missing opportunities. I was just working with a sales and consulting firm and doing some consulting for them, kind of sitting in on their client interactions. And I watched one woman be so caught up in herself that she was missing what her client was asking for, which was actually bigger than what she was trying to sell. And I hate saying this, but in the end, she didn't get that client, because that client wanted something very different than what she kept pushing, and she wasn't paying attention in that moment. So I think that the biggest thing is that attention, listening, focus skill that I think that we've lost a little bit, because we're so thinking about, like, all right, well, here's the box I have to check. Here's the next great thing. Here's my next move. When sometimes we have to sit back and really pay attention. Improv forces you to do that because you're creating things in a conversation, in a scene from scratch. So if you're not paying attention, you miss something. And you are practicing skills like listening really clearly, like, this next activity, we're going to be listening. And it's that transparency of paying attention to your listening skills and how many miscommunications happen when you don't listen.
So very true on that. Now, if you're not in New York City or Winston-Salem, North Carolina, how can one find an improv program that works for them?
Yeah, so we're based in New York and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is, I totally understand, the oddest pairing of cities on the face of the planet. I was in New York for a long time. Our team was still in New York. I go back and forth and travel around to do workshops. And now I'm based in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, so I do a lot of work in the Carolinas. There's the biggest thing when I tell people to look for an improv class, because not all are created equal, is really find why you're going. A lot of classes, especially at theaters, focus on that idea of performance. So know that you might have to perform at the end of an improv class. for us with the Engaging Educator, we only take non-actors into our program and we don't have a performative element. So we are just working skills. It's that idea of really assessing why you're going and know what's going to happen. If there's going to be a performance at the end, maybe you're okay with that. Maybe you're terrified. Maybe you talk to the school and say, hey, I want to take this class. I don't want to perform at the end. Is that okay? So it's really finding that best fit for you, because you need to assess your expectations of why you're doing this before you do it. Don't just jump in because you read about it or heard some friend have this like life-altering experience through improv-based learning. There's also our YouTube channel. It's the Engaging Educator, which is our brand, our company name, and our YouTube channel that we offer tips every week that tie improv to everyday life. We're tying improv to speaking skills, customer service. We're in the middle of how people view customer service through their brand and really thinking about who you are as a brand and who your customer is. So those are little bite-sized improv tips that we do every week that has some like homework assignments after that we don't grade. Everyone gets an A. But they help you think about this improv-based thinking if you can't find a class around you.
Jen, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for introducing the Engaging Educator with our audience. Before you go, and in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing that everyone can start doing is really work on their active listening and do it consciously. You have to make a choice to pay attention when someone's talking. And people say, oh, I listen all the time. And then you ask, well, what did that person just say? And it's either repeated incorrectly or it's repeated in a way that is not the intended message or meaning. So when you're actively listening, when you're making a choice, you should first assess why you're going into a conversation. So if you have an important conversation coming up, think about that why. For example, coming into this podcast and this conversation, I was really thinking about, okay, well, I want to get EE's brand, the Engaging Educators brand, across. Also, I want people to understand how improv helps. And then you really think about what you need from that conversation. That's essentially what I needed, is to talk about EE and get us assessed. Then it's the idea of, are you really listening? Are you answering the questions that are in front of you? Are you connecting the dots, or are you just pushing your information? If I was just pushing my information for improv classes, I might say, oh, we're the only program out there for you. You have to take this. And that's not going to help someone who's not in those two cities. So you have to assess your agenda before you go into a conversation and make sure it guides you and doesn't push you in one direction. If you're just being guided, you're still listening to the moment at hand. You're not being driven in a total direction, so you're ignoring everything else. So when you're actively listening, you should really think of two points in a conversation and one question you could ask. If someone's talking about their day, maybe you remember what they said they did in the morning, what they're doing this afternoon, and you ask for more details. So the idea of starting to actively listen has to be an active choice. So that's the biggest tip I can offer right off the bat, is just try it in a conversation this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're listening. Just sit back and listen and try to note consciously two points and pay attention to your agenda, your reason for being in that conversation. And then let me know how you think. Like, hit us up on Twitter or the website. Shoot me an email, because I love hearing people realize how they're paying attention and how they're listening. It's such a cool thing for me, because then I know that we're not shouting out into the ether. People are actually listening and trying it. So I love getting emails saying, hey, I realize I'm a really great listener. Hey, I realize I'm a really terrible listener.
Good stuff and great advice. And Jen, we thank you again for being with us. Where can listeners, speaking of your social media handles and website, where can listeners get all the details on the Engaging Educator?
Absolutely. We are all over social media and the web. So the first place is our website, which is www.theengagingeducator.com. And then we're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube at The Engaging Educator, where we are offering free tips, tricks. We offer coaching sessions every once in a while, free coaching sessions. We have a mailing list. We send out a tip newsletter. we're pretty easy to find, I would say, on the interwebs. And I write for quite a few outlets like Forbes magazine, as well as a few female, like she owns it, and so she plays. So I'm constantly out there delving out advice, putting out things on communication, presentation, and social skills all through improv. And again, I love hearing from people, so stop by, shoot me an email, jen@theengagingeducator.com. Even if you just want to say hi, that's cool too.
Again, Jen, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Jen Brown, the founder of The Engaging Educator, that runs public classes and private workshops for non-actors that improve presentation, communication, and social skills through improv-based continuing education. And for all the details, visit theengagingeducator.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.